afilu molichadol, that even though you fill up the kli full of mustard seeds, all the seeds become tamei. Even though the seeds in the middle are not touching the sides of the kli, but that's the gzeras hakosa that a kli cheres is matana me'aviroi. As long as it's inside the arbor, the airspace of the kli inside it, it becomes tamei. Who adin if there's a sheretz in there, even though the sheretz is not touching the sides of the kli? That's the gzeras hakosa of anything that's inside the arbor of a kli cheres. If the thing there is tamei, it's matana the kli. And if there's oichel there, it's matana from the arbor itself. So therefore, if you have this snow inside a kli cheres, if that comes tamei, so all the snow becomes tamei. So therefore it's good, this is the Hechetim say could have it, that all the snow is tamei, and therefore now to make your Torah, behold, it's called a mashke, so you have to make hashok in the mikvah. So by having part of it, like when it goes into the mikvah, and the top of the kli touches the mikvah, that's called hashok, then it becomes tov. Now the Mishnah says, Marshal, Marshal Chom Bisham. The Chachamim gave an example, a marshal, how it really is where the place where the dam comes out from an isha. So the Mishnah gives a marshal like this, an example like this. It's daimed to hacheder. There's the inner room. Then there's the proizder. That's the outer room, the foyer. That's like where the dam comes out. And then v'aliya. There's like an upper chamber on top of both of them. It's like this. A dam hacheder, the dam that comes out from the inner room, tamei. That's the dam that comes out of the makor, out of the womb. And that dam is for sure dam nida. Dam ho'aliyah, the dam that comes out of the upper chamber. So that's tor, that's not dam nida. That's dam from the body, she's tor. So the question is now, nimtza the proiz, let's say you find dam in the proiz door. That's the outer canal. That's like where it goes out from the body. So the proiz door, let's say that's the overjoin of the whole canal there. So, again, there's the cheder on one side of it, at the inner side is the cheder, and on top of it is the aliyah. So you find dam in the proizder, so sveike tamei, min asafik, we said that it's tamei. And the Mishnah says, l'fisha chaskosa min amakor, because even though you have a little doubt, maybe that dam in the proizder came from the dam aliyah, but no, since roiv dam comes from the makor, like Rashi says, shechaskosoi, the mekor mechaskin, we say rather his dam came from the womb. For Lermin, we don't say from the liya came, because the dam of the liya is not shriach, but the dam of the mekor is more shriach. So therefore, it's come out like a vade tumma. So even though the Mishnah says a lotion of suffik tumma, it doesn't really mean suffik. Taka means like vadai, like Tanya speaks out. After even though the Mishnah says a lotion of sveika tumma, hainu sveika vade tumma, means like it's vade tumma. So we also say this. Romi bar Shmuel, for Rav Yitzchak Breit Rav Yehuda, Ton and Nida, they learned Masech to Nida, Bei Rav Huna, Bar Rav Huna. Ashkachinu Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Yasvei Kam, when he found that Rav Huna was sitting down and saying off like this. He explained the Mishnah like, Ha'cheder Mibifnin, the cheder, the Mokum of the Makor, where the Dam Nida comes out from, that's in the inner part of the body. Ve'aproiz de Mibachutz, and the proiz of the canal that comes out, that's like the outer part of the body. So now, the dam you find in the proizder either came from the cheder, from the penim, from the makor, or also came from the liyah, the attic upstairs. Now, the liyah, the attic, the upstairs part of it, the upper chamber, like, that benu yashtem is on top of both of them. It's on top of the cheder and on top of the proizder. And how it works is, velu pasuach, there's a little opening there, like a little duck, a lo pasuach, then a liyah, the proizder, that comes down from the liyah that's in between both of them on top, comes down into the proizder. Now it's like this. Nimtza dam minachalol ulufnim. If you find dam, if she makes a bedika, they knew exactly where they found the dam. So she found the dam from the muck, from this dock inwards, like upper part of her body. So then sveika tummy. Then we say minasof if she's vade tummy, because we said the dam came from the makor, from the cheder, they were not from the aliyah. Because if it would have come from the aliyah, when it comes down from the aliyah in the praise door, it goes outside the body, downwards. Not up, not in the penim. What's going to be min halul ulechutz? Let's say you find the dam in the proizdor, but from the dock of the aliyah toward outside the body, then sveikah tor, then min hasafik, we say she's tor, because most probably the dam came from the aliyah, not from the makor. Therefore we say min hasafik, she's tor. That's what Rabbi Baruch Huna said over. On this, the omaleli avua, he said back to his father, so also it came, the Yom Elavu said to his father like this, Sveikai Tomei Yamata Lon Mar. You're telling me what, that Sveikai is Tomei, it's only Tomei min hasofik, that's all. I've one on our Mishnah, it says, Shechas kosa min hamakor tanan. Mashmet sa vade tuma. So there is a case in the Mishnah when you find dam in the praise door, she's like vade tomei. And according to Ijaz Kachpin is saying, either it's a sofik tomei or she's tor, but not a vade tuma. So it's not like our Mishnah. Some lay said back to him like this. No, hochi coming, this is what I mean to say. He meant to say like this. That min ha lulu lufnim vade tomei. And it's if you find dam from the duck inwards, inside the body more, that means more the cheder, then we say she's vade tomei. For sure that dam came from the makor, and therefore she's tomei nida. Min halunu lachusp, if the dam came, if you found, made a badika in the praise door, you found the dam in the outer side of the praise door, from this dock of the aliyah towards out of the body, lachutz, then sveikoi tomei lechnami. There's the case, the min hasofik it's tomei. Because there is a doubt that the dam come from the makor and then should be tomei, or did the dam come from the aliyah and should be tor. But since it's a sofik, that's where it's a sofik tomei. So when the Mishnah says it's a vade tomei, it means we have found the dam upper, it towards in the penim, inside the body, in the praise there, inside, further up, more than the halal, more than this duck. So therefore we say for sure the dam came from the makor, from the womb, and therefore she's vade tomei. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, why do you say if she made the bedikin found dam on the outer portion of the praise door from the duct outwards? This fake tam, it's only minasafa that she's tamei. Why do you say that? Because the dilma shochso umichederoso, maybe she like bent over and the dam came from the cheder. As Rashi explains, like usually when the dam comes from the cheder, which she goes straight out of the body, she only finds it on the kaisel, like right outside the body, but not on the side of it. So the question is that if you find dam on the side, what do you say? That Safik Tamei, Lechur, it should have been Vadek Torah, because we should not say the dam came from the Makor at all, but rather for sure it only came from the Aliyah. So what's the pshat? You have to be afraid of what? That maybe she bent over. Therefore, by bending over, it could be that the dam from the Cheder went onto the sides. If so, he asked the question, even though she finds the dam from the inner part of the praise door, still, what he said, Vade Tomei, Nami Deroso, Amy, why don't you say, is Dakra, maybe also, she like jumped backwards, she bent backwards, and therefore could be Mali also, that the dam came from the Liyah. Even though usually the dam goes straight out of the body, not upwards, maybe she bent backwards, and that would cause the dam to go upwards. So of course, if you're afraid that she did some funny movement, so then both cases should be a suffix. There should be no vade tumah then. So therefore, Elohim Abaye says like this, Enechanami, that Ibos v'chashoshas azavigo, Ibos v'chashoshas, you're afraid maybe she bends forwards, you have to be afraid maybe she bend backwards. And then the luck would be EDVD Sveika Heavy. If you are afraid for these funny movements, then no matter which way you find the dam, it's only a Suffolk Tamei. It's always a Suffolk. Maybe it came from the Makor, maybe it came from the Aliyah. There's no Vade Tumah. But the Bosa Chazok, as we go Bosa, know the normal way she stands. You're not afraid that maybe she move backwards or forwards. You go Bosa for a normal way of standing, then the luck is, Menalulufnim, you find the dam in the upper part of the praise door, from the duck upwards, inside the body, Vade Tomei. Because then the dam of the lul has no shaykhs there. The dam of the lul will go straight out, not upwards, inside the body. So therefore for sure that dam came from the makor, from the womb, and therefore she's Vade Tomei. But min halul lachus, if you made a bedik and found the dam on the outer portion of the praise door, from the duck outwards, then the lachur is Vade Tor. Then she's Vade Tor. Because we say, normal, if dam came from the makor, it goes straight out, it doesn't touch the sides of the praise door. So if you find the dam on the sides of the praise door, from the outside, for sure it came from the dam aliyah, and therefore, she's tor. Now the Gemara says, Tony, Rabbi Chiya says like this, dam hanimtza b'praise door, dam that you find inside the praise door, is chayov v'molav al-bias migdash. That she's Vade Tomei, she went into the base of Mikdash now, she'll be Chayav Korban. For herself from all of us, the Truma, if she touches Truma, she's Vade Tomei, therefore you have to burn the Truma, it's Vade Tomei. That's what Rabbi Chiya learned. For Rav Ktina says no, Ein chayev modav al bias mikdash no, you're not vade tomei. So as he goes into the bias mikdash now, should not vade chayev a korban, it's only a sofik. Otherwise it's chulim azora. For you ain't sof no as a truma. If you touch a truma, you don't have to burn it. It's not vade. So keep us a machloikas for a bichin of ktina, if this dim, if you find a nebdika, the dam, in the praise door, if she's vade tomei or sofik tomei. So now explains like this. Lahach lishna kointer, first loshen dema by the bias says, I bosach hashoshes azlis. That if you go bosach hashoshes, remain a sofik, so the chur then mesala rav ktina, that should be a riot to rav ktina. And no matter where you find the dam, in the praise door, it's only a sofik tuma. Therefore you cannot burn the truma, you do not have to bring a korbin. Or so plik the rav chia, and the chanami, then rav ktina agas on rav chia. Rav chia says it's a vaday tome, and according to rav ktina, it's not according to rav ktina, it's only a sofik tuma. And lahach lishna korzi yad lishna babaya. The amount that Rabbi says, I bosa chazok azah, if you go bosa the normal way, then it should be a vade tuma. Says, so, misalal Rabbi Chia, then it's a good proof to Rabbi Chia. That Rabbi Chia says she's vade tome, means in the case where you find the dam in the upper portion of the praise door, from the lulul lufnim upwards, closer inside the body. So therefore we say for sure the dam came from the makor, and that's where Rabbi Chia says she's vade tome. Therefore she goes into the base of Migdish, should be chayiv a korban.